Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Off the ball. Rugby.
There was so much debate about Carberry around 7 or 8 years ago. And here we have a guy now playing for Bordeaux in France and kind of discarded by the Irish system as well. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
You are very welcome along to Off the Ball Sunday here on News Talk. The 29th of December. I had to stop and think there for a second. Wasn't quite sure what day of the week it was or what time it was. We're on air, of course, slightly later, an hour later than usual at 2 p.m. Normally we're on the air here at 1 o'clock on a Sunday. But don't worry, don't fret. We will be on the air an hour later as well. We'll be on the air until 8 p.m. this evening. That, of course, is because of the kickoff times in the Premier League this afternoon. We have two live and exclusive games to bring you today. 2:30 is the first of those at the King Power Stadium. Leicester City taking on a very, very out of sorts Manchester City. Nathan Murphy will be joined by Vinnie Perth on commentary duty for that game. And then at 5:15 p.m. this afternoon as well, we will bring you live and exclusive commentary of West Ham United versus Liverpool at the London Stadium. Stephen Doyle will be joined by the former Irish international midfielder Keith Tracy on commentary duty for that game. And plenty of other bits and bobs to come in the show as well. After 7 o'clock, we'll have a piece on the dog that ran onto the pitch at the international rules match back in 2004, 20 years ago. Do you remember it? Were you there? What are your memories of it? And Catherine Murphy, Australian, well, Irish-Australian journalist, joined us in the studio for Off the Ball Breakfast a couple of weeks ago to discuss her You Had to Be There, all of her top sporting moments that she has witnessed in person. So plenty to get stuck into between now and 8 o'clock. As I said, there's loads of Premier League this afternoon, including those other games at 3 o'clock today as well. Crystal Palace against Southampton. Everton host Nottingham Forest. Fulham take on Bournemouth. And Tottenham Hotspur host Wolves this afternoon as well, also at 3 o'clock. In the Championship, there are three games already underway. In fact, coming to a conclusion, 75 minutes or so gone in these games. Norwich City 0, QPR 1. It is Preston North End 2, Sheffield Wednesday 1, and Sheffield United and West Brom locked at one apiece. The other games in the Championship today to speak of: Blackburn Rovers taking on Hull City. You have Bristol City against Portsmouth. Coventry City host Millwall. Oxford against Plymouth Argyle. Stoke City against Sunderland. Swansea City host Luton Town. Watford against Cardiff. And then 5:45 p.m. later on, Leeds away to Derby County. And then Middlesbrough taking on Burnley in the later game at 8 p.m. this evening. There's also action over in Scotland today as well. Brendan Rodgers' Celtic side look to remain unbeaten in this season's Scottish Premiership. The Hoops welcome St Johnstone to Celtic Park. At the same time, Rangers, who trail Celtic by 12 points in the table, are away to Motherwell. Of course, loads of darts as well today over the PDC World Darts Championship. The last 16 getting underway tonight. Reigning champion Luke Humphreys continuing his quest for back-to-back titles when he takes on two-time champion Peter Wright. Bit of a slight war of words between those two during the week as well. Should make that one quite spicy tonight. While 2021 winner Gerwyn Price has an all-Welsh clash with the longtime friend of his, Johnny Clayton, for a place in the last eight. So loads to look forward to in the world of sport between now and 8 o'clock. As always, you can get all of the Off the Ball podcasts in case you miss any of the live stuff. Wherever you get your podcasts, if indeed you are a subscriber, and all of your favourite Off the Ball podcasts are available whenever you need them. Special offers on Apple too, or sign up monthly via Spotify Plus by just downloading and signing into the Off the Ball app. You will still get to sample how it all works with three free podcasts per month on us. If you prefer to watch your Off the Ball fix, become a member on our YouTube channel. Remember, sign up on your preferred platform. Subscriptions are not transferable from one platform to another. More detail and handy links at offtheball.com/join. And a special limited time price of only $99.99 for a 1 year membership to the Off the Ball app. That is less than €2 for more than 50 hours of podcasts per week. There was, of course, at rugby as well last night. Ulster condemning Connacht to a third successive URC loss and moving up to eighth in the table in the process. A well deserved 17-7 win at the Dexcom Stadium for them. But as I said, our focus first and foremost on this afternoon's show is on the Premier League. And our first game, as I said, is a 2:30 kickoff. It is Leicester City against Manchester City. Vinnie Perth will be alongside Nathan Murphy for this one. Good afternoon, Nathan.
Afternoon, Shane.
How are you keeping? Nice Christmas?
Yeah, very, very relaxing. Watched an obscene amount of football, an obscene amount of darts, ate an obscene amount of sweets, and dragged myself out of bed to come and watch and do a little bit of work today.
Yeah, it has to be done. It has to be done, in fairness. Yeah, the darts has been excellent, hasn't it? The football's been brilliant as well, but the darts takes centre stage for a lot of people at this time of year.
Yeah, it is perfect TV entertainment at any time of the year, in that it doesn't really matter who wins as long as it's dramatic. So I know now people are maybe very attached to Luke Littler in particular, and you know, even my own house last night, everyone was gathering around because Luke Littler was watching and was interested and was invested and all of that. But yeah, I think most of the time you just want it to be exciting, you want it to be close, and you know, some of the things we've seen over the last few days with the big fish being reeled in at the crucial moment didn't really matter. A lot of close, dramatic games, sudden death legs, all of that. Yeah, it's heating up quite nicely as we head into the last few days, and it gets fairly intense now over the next few days.
It does. I don't know if things are heating up for Pep Guardiola. Like you're seeing on the back page of a lot of the papers today. I'm just looking at the Sunday People in front of me. Happy Blue Year. Boss Guardiola won't walk away from Etihad mess and admits, I owe it to our fans to sort out disastrous form. Like, I think it's his 500th time in charge of City today, so it should be a celebration for him, but it's really far from it.
Oh, very, very far from it. I don't even know what to say or how to describe it, because I watched them again on St. Stephen's Day against Everton, and they go in front, and Bernardo Silva gets the goal, and you sort of think, okay, now you kick on from here. I don't think anyone's expecting a full-scale Manchester City revival where they go and win 20 games in a row to end the season. I think they're so struggling in the middle of midfield with the absence of Rodri and the other interviews to players in and around the squad. It's always going to be difficult to do that. But Everton are not a great team. There's a lot of really good teams in the Premier League like right now who cause you trouble, who are tactically set up very well. Like, Everton were there to be beaten, and probably well beaten, on St. Stephen's Day, and City just looked absolutely shot for confidence and should have been beaten at the end of that game. Again, Everton's lack of quality in attack really showed in the last few minutes where they had the chance to beat them, but everything is going wrong at Manchester City, and Erling Haaland missing the penalty kick, like just one goal in his last seven from the way he started the season. And I still go back to being at the Etihad the day against Arsenal, and maybe up until what we saw from Liverpool against Tottenham last week, maybe the best 20 minutes, half an hour any team has put together was City against Arsenal in that first half an hour. They absolutely killed them, and it felt at that moment there was no way they weren't going to win the league and win it quite comfortably. And then I think we said it in our commentary at the time, once Rodri went down, maybe that'll be the moment that comes out of that match, and that's proven to be the case. And you know, you do wonder how one player missing can have such an impact, but so many of these Manchester City players look leggy, too many of the quality attacking players are struggling for form, don't seem to be able to meet the level of the players who left. And you know, the obvious example is on the wings, where you know, Savinho, who's come in, looks very similar to Riyad Mahrez, wears the same number as Riyad Mahrez, has the same sort of movements, but doesn't have the end product of Riyad Mahrez at all. And he'll start today. We'll see who'll start out on the left hand side, whether it'll be Foden or Bernardo Silva. But Jack Grealish come in, he's been flat. We saw Doku, you know, I was thinking watching that game, Pep Guardiola, you would have thought, would have done a bit of research and maybe watched back Republic of Ireland against Belgium in March in that friendly, and the kicking that Seamus Coleman gave Jeremy Doku after Doku roasted him first time out, because Doku didn't fancy it against Coleman. Remember, Coleman.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM 2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board.
Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable, heated and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
Hasn't started a game all season and he comes in and plays like that, so it doesn't feel like there's any sign of this City slump turning. And while they should come here to the King Power Stadium and win yet again, it's a stadium where they generally win, albeit the last couple of years it's been tight, it's been a couple of 1-0 wins. I have no idea whether they're going to turn up and turn it on this afternoon. I thought, you know, Leicester were good for certainly the first half against Liverpool. They were kind of what you'd want from a team in their position. They worked hard. They were aggressive. It was always going to be hard to withhold Liverpool. They're playing so well at the moment. But, you know, new management, Ruud van Nistelrooy, these aren't the sort of games where they're going to be relying upon getting points. But the way City are playing, you think, well, why couldn't Leicester get a point out of this one today? So I've no idea when it's going to turn, when it's going to click, when Erling Haaland is going to start scoring goals. But eventually, you know, Pep Guardiola is going to have to come up with something.
You'd imagine. So what does he come up with in terms of his team news? And maybe run us through the Leicester team as well.
Not a lot in terms of his team news. Kevin De Bruyne starts, which should be important for them. He scored the only goal in the 1-0 win here last season. He replaces Jeremy Doku. They do obviously have a huge amount of injuries with the like of Ederson, Walker, Diaz, Stones, Nunez, Grealish all missing to go alongside Rodri. But that's the only change from the team that drew with Everton last time out, which meant it's now one win in 13 games in all competitions for Manchester City. It means they sit seventh in the Premier League table with only 28 points from their opening 18 games. Stefan Ortega once again in goals. The back four will be Rico Lewis, Manuel Akanji, Nathan Aki and Josko Gvardiol. Mateo Kovacic in midfield alongside Kevin De Bruyne and Bernardo Silva, with Savinho and Phil Foden on the wings. Or maybe it'll be Bernardo Silva on the left-hand side with Foden a bit more central. And Erling Haaland will start up front. He's played every single minute in the Premier League so far this season. Remember, he has 13 goals still, thanks in the main to those 10 goals he scored in the first five. And he scored a brace when the sides last met at the Etihad towards the end of last season. For Leicester, they've made a couple of changes from the side that were beaten by Liverpool on the evening of St. Stephen's Day. One of them enforced Jordan Ayew, who scored the goal, and a fine goal it was, that night. He picked up a yellow card, his fifth of the season, so he's suspended. So Facundo Buonanotti, who's on loan from Brighton, he'll replace him. And the good news for Ruud van Nistelrooy is Jamie Vardy is back, fit, 37 years of age, to lead the line in place of Patson Daka. So in goal, it is Jakub Stolarczyk, who made his Premier League debut against Liverpool, the Polish goalkeeper. Back four of James Justin, Connor Cody, Yannick Vestigo and Victor Christensen. Bubakari Samare and Harry Winks in the middle of midfield. Bilal Alkunis, Facundo Buonanotti and Stepi Mavividi in behind Jamie Vardy, and a familiar figure on the bench as well for Leicester City. He didn't last long with us, but our co-commentator Brian Barry Murphy has upped and left, got himself a good gig, and he's now Ruud van Nistelrooy's assistant manager. So Vinny, there's hope for you yet.
Never too late.
Off the ball was the big moment.
Vinny'd never turn his back at us. Well, I was slagging Brian Barry Murphy because he was with me at Anfield 3 weeks ago. We were covering Liverpool against Manchester City, and he was in the mix zone afterwards, and he was having a very different route to Anfield on December 26th as Ruud van Nistelrooy's assistant.
Interesting. Good afternoon, Vinny. How are things?
Afternoon. How are you, Shane?
It's nice to see that step up for Brian Barry Murphy from off the ball to slightly bigger and better things, maybe.
Yeah, sorry to bust the bubble, but I think it's the work he's done just before off the ball, but now and ever. It's great for him. Really good guy. Hear a lot of good things about him as well. So
it's an interesting appointment, because I know from talking to Brian that he was weighing up his options since leaving Manchester City, where he was their elite development coach, so would have worked with the likes of Phil Foden, of Rico Lewis, who will start today. And even that day we were at Anfield, it was notable, every single one of the Manchester City players, backroom staff, even Pep Guardiola stopped to have a chat with him. So very highly rated, obviously, at City. And I know he was considering maybe going in as a manager and was sort of looking around the world at various different options. But Leicester is interesting, I think, because Enzo Maresca was obviously the manager at Leicester City, who was also in the same job that Brian Barry Murphy was. And I don't think there's any real relationship between Brian and Ruud van Nistelrooy, but you know, at a club like Leicester City and the ambition that Ruud van Nistelrooy have, well, I don't know whether you stick with van Nistelrooy or you could well be in a position 12, 18 months down the track where you're getting to manage a club of, let's be honest, a club that within the last decade was winning the Premier League.
Mm. It's a funny one, Vinny, isn't it? Like, they're probably slightly better to watch now, Leicester, under Ruud van Nistelrooy than they were under Steve Cooper. Maybe marginally so, but like, losing three games in the bounce isn't great. But sometimes it takes a manager a little bit of time to bed in, I suppose.
Yeah, I think in fairness, and going back to Brian real quick, I think that's the, you can see that's probably a director of football decision as opposed to Ruud van Nistelrooy. He'll have people around him that we'd be close to. But I think that's a really good appointment, and it probably is one for the future. And a lot of the clubs and director of football make decisions with 3 to 5 years in mind, where, and hopefully that's like sort of Brian's pathway there, where the manager, unfortunately, whether they like it or not, it's probably 18 months to 3 years, and he hoped to stay a little bit longer because they're successful. So that's the way football works. Director of football's take a bit of a longer term view. I thought against Liverpool the early goal certainly helped them, but defensively they look really solid. That's the one thing you'd say for them. Vestergaard and Cody, you know what they're doing. Probably lack a little bit of pace around the team, but they certainly wouldn't be surprised if they finished comfortably mid-table, albeit they're struggling at the moment. But they have a lot of good players. I think Vardy coming back from obviously has that experience, and the counter-attacking style he has is still there. It's still in his leg, so they'll need that from him. But Van Nistelrooy, that's a really interesting appointment. How that works out for him, I think this is almost like his big shot, isn't it? I know he had a bit of success in Holland and done okay at Manchester United in such a short period of time, but this is a real test for him, and you probably only get one chance. And unfortunately for a lot of the managers, it generally comes for a club that's struggling. So he's got to be successful here, or else he'd be coaching elsewhere outside the Premiership. It's that cutthroat now.
And Manchester City then, Vinny, I mean, in 7th on the table, 28 points after their 18 games, and as we were saying, that woeful run has extended to 1 win in 13. It's a tough position for Pep to be in.
Yeah, it's obviously something that he wouldn't be used to, and it's great in one sense to look at it in terms of learning to see how he reacts. And it's the one thing I have noticed is, you know, where say you compare it to Manchester United down the road, where it's a little bit toxic and everything is leaking and, you know, it's bad news all over the place. With this Manchester City, it's slightly different. It feels like he's in control still, albeit the players aren't performing on the pitch, as we can obviously see. And it looks like some of the recruitment over the last couple of years is coming back to bite them in the backside at the moment. And not just that, I think he's got to take a certain amount of responsibility. One that sticks out to my mind is they beat Nottingham Forest early in December, and Doku was exceptional in that game, and then he leaves them out the following week. And that's okay when you're winning and your team is in really good form, but there's been so much tinkering with this team and people coming in and out that I have to say it can be really difficult. Like, you consider the amount of money they paid for Jack Grealish, and he just in and out of team constantly, and you can't find your rhythm as a player. And I think not that I would be giving Pep advice, but if you could say one thing, it would be when your team has gone through a bad run, you're better off just sticking with your tried and trusted. Now that's been difficult for them with the injuries they've had, but people coming in and out of team constantly can't help them. They're not finding their rhythm. And going back to the strength and depth in the squad, it's certainly not there. You look at Haaland, feels like Haaland needs to come out just even for a half and just make him angry again, and he'd go on a goal scoring run. But they don't seem anybody remotely near being able to replace him.
Yeah, we'll see this afternoon if they can pick it up. Vinny, for now, thanks a million. Nathan and Vinny on commentary duty for us for our first live and exclusive game in the Premier League this afternoon. That is Leicester City against Manchester City. It is then followed by 5:15 p.m. start of West Ham United versus Liverpool. We'll have Stephen Doyle and Keith Tracy calling the shots for us on that one. We're on the air, as I said, until 8 p.m. here this evening on Off The Ball Sunday on News Talk. I do want to mention as well, for all the rugby fans out there, Off The Ball are coming to the 3 Olympia this January the 29th. It is Owen Shane alongside Brian O'Driscoll and Austin Healy, with Andy Dunn and Gerry Thornley too as well, to preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations. Aoife Wafer is going to be there. We're going to have a dream team of guests, to be honest, just days out from Ireland's opening game against England in Dublin. We will have match tickets for that game and the home game against France as well, and some other great prizes to give away on the night. Tickets are heading for sold out, very, very close to being sold out. Some are still available, But don't delay to avoid disappointment. Pick up some tickets for yourself as a slightly late Christmas treat, or get a great gift of a brilliant night out for the rugby fan in your life. Tickets are from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events now. That is offtheball.com/events. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Irish rugby team. Never stop competing. Okay, so as I said, loads to come on Off the Ball Sunday between now and 8 o'clock this evening. And just to bring you up to speed on the latest scores in the championship, these three games that started earlier in injury time at the end of the game. Now, Norwich City 1, QPR 1, Nunez for Norwich has just equalised there on 89 minutes. It's now Preston North End 3, Sheffield Wednesday 1, and Sheffield United 1, West Bromwich Albion 1 is the other latest score in the championship. As I said, in the Premier League, it's Crystal Palace versus Southampton at 3 o'clock. You have Everton against Nottingham Forest, Fulham take on Bournemouth, and Tottenham Hotspur against Wolves. Later on at 5:15, as I said, we have live and exclusive commentary of West Ham United versus Liverpool. But up next, here on Off the Ball Sunday on News Talk, it's the first half commentary of Leicester City against Manchester City.
Off the Ball Rugby.
There was so much debate about Carberry around 7 or 8 years ago. And here we have a guy now playing for Bordeaux in France and kind of discarded by the Irish system as well. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.